This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin and our illustrious producer behind the screen or the window, which is Cal Hunter. Don't forget, we're the most exciting, entertaining, and usually sometimes informative show on earth. We are happy to be here. It's sunny out. It's the 7th of February, and this is hour three. I know some of you have joined us at different times, and some of you are just joining us. Welcome, but this is a three-hour show. We've applied our deodorant, taken some breath mints. Actually, I need a breath mint. Sorry, Todd. I apologize. And we talk about the fun things that are going on here in the country when it comes to lawsuits. Those of you, we have T-shirts. We actually have T-shirts that say, when you're tired of... Go ahead. What's that?
That's okay, Fred. I'm just... you didn't use the breath mint, so I've got the gas mask on right now. No, go ahead. Tell everybody what you're going to talk about. No, it's just fine. If you could just... Anytime you use the word H or anything, hi, just if you could just face the door, that'd be great.
I'm going to lock the doors and never let him out.
We look like we're in China here.
Oh, don't forget, it's not just the breath.
I didn't pull your finger. What are you doing?
So what we're going to do, we are going to talk about the latest. We're going to talk about the Mountain West basketball lawsuits or possible lawsuits. Judge Judy. Before that, we're going to do Zaxby's versus Joella's Chicken. I'm telling you, Joella's Chicken in Louisiana is being sued by Zaxby's for looking. Apparently, they're using their logo that Zaxby's claims looks like their logo. Now, here's the point.
Yeah.
I know it comes down to Zaxby's is big. I think there are 900 stores. Zoella's has maybe 12 or 15 or something like that. Zoella's. It might be the best thing that happened to Zoella's. All I thought about during the time I was studying this is I need a piece of Zoella's chicken. You know, everybody's tried Zaxby's forever. I've got to try Zoella's chicken. And we're a nationally syndicated show. And so Zoella is being hurt. They're hearing about it right now. Yeah, I mean, everybody is. So maybe the lawsuit's going to help them sell more chicken. I'm not quite sure. You can join us at 855 Law Radio. Anyone, if you've eaten at Zaxby's or Zoella's chicken, I want to hear from you. Because you know what? It was been a long time ago I ate some of Zaxby's. I don't remember, to be honest. But I've never eaten at Joella's Chicken that is apparently based out of Louisiana. And Zaxby's is based out of Georgia. But Zaxby's, you see them everywhere. So anyway, there's lawsuits going on. I look at the pictures. Look it up. I actually, it's on our Twitter account, I think,
yes.
Radio Law Talk, or our Instagram. There's the two pictures. Look at the difference in the pictures of the chicken and see if they are similar enough that it's going to confuse the Zaxby people that they're going to go, well, I'm going to head over to Zoella's. I'm going to head over to Zaxby's and, oh, I'm here in Zoella's. Oh, my gosh, I thought that was Zaxby's. That's the question we're going to ask ourselves. We're going to go over the law a little bit and talk about it. But remember, we're not giving you legal advice. Just go seek counsel if you have any legal issues. We're not here to make your life better, okay? We're just here to entertain you.
We're here to entertain.
We're here to entertain ourselves.
We're here to entertain ourselves.
And we're here to make you sleep.
We're here to make you sleep late at night.
By going to www.radiolawtalk.com. And reading
the disclaimers. It is also recommended that while reading the disclaimers, you may want to pop a Tic Tac or a breath mint so as not to offend your partner who's seated to your left.
Oh, he's making fun of me now, Mom. Oh, I'm not going to talk about what you're wearing today.
Yeah, yo, don't.
But the most important thing we do here is at Radio Law Talk, a thing called Case or No Case. It's everybody's favorite. And I'm going to remind the listeners again that Denise Dirks, one of our co-hosts, is not here. And this is very important for you to note. Every time we get emails, they always talk about how great she is and how bad Todd and I are. And I finally got an email that said the opposite, that wasn't quite a fan of Denise's, but are your fan and my fan, Todd. I'm very happy for someone that did that. So if you're a fan of Todd and Fred, please email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. But without further ado, you can take the stupid music off, Cal. And
now
we just
it's
start
time
case
to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, here we go. If you're ready to do a case or no case, I happen to be your guy. Because, you know, it's movie season, and Todd is very plugged into the movie scene, as we all know, right?
Yes, well, I try to be.
And I'm going to tell you now a rather interesting situation. Sorry,
I want to be a movie star.
Involving, well, he is an actual movie star.
I want to be movie star.
Okay. Thank you.
I want to be movie star.
As evidenced by his phony name. Okay, so now.
Todd asked
I knew it was only a matter of time before you went there. Cal, please go on.
Or shall I go on, if I may? Okay, so there's a big fight between GoDaddy and the Motion Picture Academy. They had a big issue with the domain company GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy apparently cyber-squatted on a bunch of domains that the Motion Picture Academy said belonged to them, because GoDaddy would then profit when people click on those domains instead of the Motion Picture Academy getting all the money from those Google clicks. The Academy claimed GoDaddy had acted in bad faith with intent to traffic the trademarks like Academy Awards and Oscars. And so I ax you, Mr. Cuden, you get to go first this time. Case or no case?
I am going to say that this is a case. You know, the first time I ever heard about this happening was shortly after this whole, back when this dot-com stuff started, back in my day, we didn't have the internet. There was only one source in town for information. It was called Grandma. But, when this whole thing started, I remember...
It's getting late. It's the third hour. Yeah, that's the problem.
I remember Dan Marino, NFL quarterback. He wanted a danmarino.com, and he couldn't because somebody went out and had registered the danmarino.com name, and they wanted, and they said, well, you know, Dan, we'll sell it to you for $10,000.
Exactly.
And I know that when you go on to GoDaddy's website to try to register a domain name, sometimes you can get a domain name for $5. It's great. But if you go on with one that they think is a hot button domain name, they're going to charge you like $10,000, $15,000 for it.
ToddCunin.com as just an example.
Wow, well, that's a big time
name. Apparently that name, GoDaddy will actually pay you to take it off their hands. I don't. So I don't doubt for a minute that GoDaddy has not gone out, and if it wasn't them, it's somebody else, has gone out and registered these names thinking that would be commonly used by organizations, not just with the Oscars, but with anybody that is a big organization to try to get them to be able to charge more for those domain names. So I'm going to say it is a case. And do we know when this was filed?
Let me look and see really quickly. I'm sorry. I was looking at something else. Let's go here. Case, was it filed? What was it filed? I do not know.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Only reason why I say that is because it sticks out in my mind that there was a recent law passed in California to go against this practice of cyber squatting to prohibit it. I can't say that for certain, but if that is true and there is a law like that, then the Motion Picture Academy of Arts and Sciences may have an argument there if the name is tied to their trademark. And so GoDaddy would not be able to cyber squat on a name that's tied to a trademark. I say that the plaintiff, Motion Picture Academy, Hollywood, whatever, win. GoDaddy loses on that.
All right, that's fair enough. Mr. Penny, what say you after
can you go
all
any more circles to get to your point?
I don't know. I was honestly, Fred.
Go some more circles before you get to the point.
I felt your pain. I was trying to help you out. And just
did I tell you that I knew a friend? He's an old guy, and unfortunately he passed away before we go to the break. And I'm going to tell you what I think after the break. That in the beginning of the .com thing, he drove to San Francisco. He told me the story. And he bought lawyer.com for a few bucks. But that was when you drove to San Francisco, you walked into this office, and you paid for the domain. And he thought he was so smart, he sold it for $100,000 a few years later.
Well, I'd say that was pretty smart.
No, it's probably worth millions. Right, who knows? But the point is, he got there right at the beginning. Dude, you should have bought lawyer.com, cars.com,
attorney.com,
whatever you
radio.
Want. For a buck, radio.com, you would have been independently wealthy. We're going to come back. I'm going to tell you what I think about this case or no case.
All right, the case or no case continues in just a minute. We'll have Ted's opinion and the answer coming right up as you continue to listen to Radio Law Talk. For which we thank you. Now this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk
is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All right, we're back to the case or no case. What say ye about the GoDaddy, just parking a bunch of really cool names and who was it? The Motion Picture Academy suing?
Yeah, MPAA, the Oscars. Allegedly, they parked on things like Academy Awards, the Oscars, stuff like that, but related ones.
And I say the same as Todd. By the way, I didn't say my opinion is. I agree with Todd. It's I think GoDaddy gets hit with that, and it's a case, and GoDaddy loses.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting that both of you would say it was the case and that the Academy loses.
Give us
that
points.
Is really, really interesting. But for both of you who say it was a case, that would be Fred and Todd.
Oh, yes.
Booyah!
Scared
Got
you
it.
For a minute.
Got it.
However.
Oh, no.
But wait, there's more.
And now the rest of the story.
Right, exactly. The rest of the story. The
Which
Academy.
Will probably get sued for trademark.
I was going to say.
Yeah, great.
We'll see what's back up. Now for another story.
Another story.
The Academy had hoped to win as much as $30 million from GoDaddy and looked to be the heavy favorite, giving earlier rulings in the case.
Ooh.
But then they went before U.S. District Court Judge Andy Barot Jr., and he decides there's a lack of proof of the Academy's claim. The lawsuit Todd filed in 2010 targeted GoDaddy for allowing customers to buy domains like 2011 Oscars, Beta Academy Awards, Park Those Page, collect a portion of revenue from the advertising partners on the click per pay. The judge concluded that the unique circumstances compel a finding that GoDaddy did not possess the requisite bad faith intent to profit from the AMPA marks. In addition, Judge Barot also speaks out about the nominative fair use of trademarks, speaking out about how newspapers are always airing ads that say, Academy Award nominee, Academy Award winner.
General term.
Yeah, they're using it, right. The judge said there is a fundamental problem with the Academy's theory of liability under the Anti-Cybersquatting Consumer Protection Act. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
You got 1 point.
Okay, so each of you got a point, so that's 2 points each.
Well,
for you
there
today.
We go. Catching up with Denise, who's not here.
That's not here. Yeah. I was going to do double points on that, but I thought, no, that's not fair. It was too easy.
I'm curious. You said that was 2010?
2010, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm wondering if. I would have to. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I was wondering if the anti Cyber Squatting Consumer Protection Act has been amended since then to give specific protection if you can show I have a registered trademark for this.
Yeah, I believe it may have been changed based on it. I'm sure. Yeah. After this, there was all kinds of lobbying and knocking on people's doors saying, hey, how's that fair? You know, here's Kleenex. I own Kleenex. This guy puts Kleenex.com. Wait a minute. Hold the phone, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's been amended because this is a very rapidly moving area of the law. And many times the changes, as Todd pointed out, in the law are moved by litigation.
And as part of that litigation, one of the things that would come up is, was the trademark appropriately given, or did somebody get a trademark for something that is too general, which prior to cyber squatting was always an issue, and one that arguably will come up in a case we're going to talk about.
Trademark logo for Zaxby's Chicken was 2007. They trademarked their logo.
Yes.
And then in 2016 added the name Zaxby's. I always call it Zaxby's in the above the actual chicken. So they have a 2007, 2016 trademark. Then, lo and behold, around 2015 or 2014, I can't approximately that time period, we have a company out of Louisville named Joella's Hot Chicken. Now, the more I talk about this, the hungrier I'm getting, by the way, because it's almost lunchtime in California where we shoot this show live.
And some good chicken is sounding pretty good right now.
I am just a chicken. I'm telling you, I love chicken. If you like chicken or love chicken, text us at Twitter. Do us at Twitter at Radio Law Talk or call us at 855 Law Radio. But what happened is Zaxby said, doggone it,
That's a quote.
Doggone it, our chicken logo looks just like your chicken logo of Zoella's. And by the way,
I think it's Joella's.
Joella's.
Yeah. Joella's.
And so Zaxby's is a circle with a chicken in it. And the trademark office basically said, well, theirs is not a circle. It's an oval with a chicken in it. And the chicken is a remarkably different looking chicken. And then Joella's has the name Joella's inside on the chicken on their logo. But anyway, Zaxby sues them, saying they are, quote, confusingly similar to Zaxby's trademark logos, and they are losing customers because of that. Now we're politically neutral. Let's argue both sides, but can I argue the one side that's like, really?
Oh, really? Well,
I mean, I can see, oh, oh, my gosh, this is not Zaxby's? What? Wait, what? Oh, my gosh, look at that chicken up there. That looks a little bit like Zaxby's. I thought for sure I was at Zaxby's.
Or, I'm so confused, I don't know what store I'm in.
Yeah, I, well, so...
It seems so, absurd to me.
So, look. So, this will. I'll take the plaintiff's side on this.
That's Zaxby's side.
That's Zaxby's side. Okay.
Okay.
And I say this with.
And
some,
you have 900 locations. By
yes,
the way.
I know. I'll say this with some sort of parody. Your Honor, when we look at the logos here of Zaxby's, what I see here is a circle with a red background and the silhouette of a white chicken facing to the left. Now, there is the name Zaxby's that is starts with the letter Z, has the letters A, X, B, Y, an apostrophe, and an S. And when I compare that to Joel's Chicken, which happens to be an oval with a yellow background and the red silhouette of a chicken, one appearing to be a rooster for Zaxby's and a hen for that if you are trying to be politically correct and it's facing to the right. Given the fact that
and it says,
some people don't know how to spell, and the fact that it's a J-O-E-L-L-E-S, clearly, Your Honor, that could be confusing. So somebody's going to show up and think they're getting salamander or something like that, and they're not going to get the good chicken, so you should rule for us.
And
that's
guess
the best argument I can make.
Good argument, and you have 900 locations, and they have 15 locations. Who's got the pocketbook to find it?
The infringer has 15 locations. We have 900, but we can show that we have been substantially harmed by this, even though these locations are not even the same cities as ours.
Who's got the staying power? I'm not quite sure, but we're going to follow this. All I got to say is Joella's now has publicity.
They do.
Radio Law Talk has now pushed your name out nationwide. You're welcome, and you're going to make some money on it. We'll be back right after this.
Just send us an email. We'll tell you where to deliver the Zoellas.
That's exactly right.
We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk. Right
Zoellas.
Whatever it is. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother were both removed from their jobs at the White House. It was President Trump's response to Alexander's testimony in Congress in the impeachment investigation. A short time later, Gordon Sondland, who testified, announced that he was recalled from his post as ambassador to the European Union.
An American citizen has now died of the coronavirus in China. Two more planes carrying Americans evacuated from the epicenter arrived in the U.S. They'll be quarantined at military bases for 2 weeks. The total death count in China now tops 720. And in New Hampshire, some of the Democratic candidates for the White House got together for some debates on the ABC stage ahead of Tuesday's primary. According to recent polls, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is leading the candidates there. In Iowa, Pete Buttigieg practically tied Sanders during the caucuses. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Yeah, we just finished a segment about Zaxby's suing Louisville-based Joella's Hot Chicken. And we're moving on to a couple other things, the Mountain West. We're going to talk sports and lawsuits and sports and TV rights, and that's cool. I have to tell you, you guys, Todd and I caught it as we were leaving for a commercial break. Cal called it Zoella's. Half Zaxby's, half Zoella's. I know it now, Cal. Be prepared for the subpoena. I could see it.
Well, what's it called?
Just a minute. Plaintiff calls as our next witness, 3-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner producer of Radio Law Talk, Cal Hunter, because even he was confused, Your Honor. He was going to go to Zaxby's, but instead he called it Zoella's. Not Joella's, it's Zoella's. Therefore, evidence and exhibit number one, as is the recording from Cal Hunter, getting it mixed up, Zaxby's and Zoella's.
I was confused, Your Honor. 90 days for me.
90 days.
Eating
no.
Nothing but Zaxby's chicken. Wait, Joella's. Wait.
Joella's. Well, Zaxby's, Zoella's, whatever. There we go. There's evidence. Those of you who are listening at Joella's and Zaxby's, use Cal Hunter as your evidence. All right, there we go.
Sorry.
Okay, whatever. That was fine.
So, well, I feel hold on a second.
I feel better.
Do you realize that if they did that, that would be probably the only way you could cite Radio Law Talk in a court of law, because he said it on the radio show as a mistake. And
I guess that's Zaxby's argument, right?
That would be their argument.
Yeah, look, even Cal Hunter, 3-time Emmy Award nominee.
Could I ask for witness fees in the form of chicken breasts?
You could. Or actually a whole bucket.
He said, I'm not a biased witness, Your Honor. Can I get some barbecue sauce?
Of that Zaxby's.
Yes.
Or
Joella's, whatever.
Joe Zaxby's.
Joe, yeah, that one.
Yeah. money in football? Where's their money in football? Yeah. Come on. Now, Todd does do some baseball commentary.
I do.
He will do for some minor league baseball teams. He is the commentator for it. But where there's money in football, in especially the college football, is the TV rights.
That's right.
And the Mountain West Conference, those of you who don't know or from the East Coast, the Mountain West Conference, the biggest team is Boise State. Boise State's got a huge football program. They're usually ranked in the top 25. But it's Boise State, Colorado State, San Diego State, Utah State, Air Force, Nevada, San Jose State, Hawaii, Wyoming, UNLV, Fresno State, and New Mexico.
And for those of you that might not know what Boise State is, if you've ever seen a college football game played on a blue field.
Right.
It's not green, it's blue.
Smurf turf.
That's right. That's Boise State.
Yes, but they're a phenomenal football team. And so what do they want? They want more money, because what happens, those of you who don't follow sports, it's very interesting to see the dynamics of, like, the Mountain West conferences. Believe it or not, Boise State gets more money of the TV revenue than the rest of everybody else, because they say we're the ones that bring in the revenue, like the West Coast Conference. Who has ever heard of the West Coast Conference? Those of you in the East Coast listen to us, the Midwest, you're going, who? Now I'm going to say a name, and you're going to know who the West Coast Conference is. What's the name?
The Mountain West Conference.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
No, I mean West Coast Conference.
Yes, yes, Gonzaga.
Gonzaga. Gonzaga basketball. In fact, they were number one. Now they're the number two basketball team in the nation. Pretty much that's all people know is
right.
West Coast. BYU's in there, St. Mary's, which are good. But, you know, you talk to people in the East Coast and the Midwest. Do you know who the West Coast Conference is basketball? Huh? Do you know who Gonzaga is? Yes. And so Gonzaga came to the West Coast Conference and says, we're leaving unless you, for all this money that is coming across for the TV rights, we want a bigger percentage.
That's right. And arguably, Boise State has a beef, and why they want to leave to get money has to do with something that ESPN was doing in broadcasting your games that increased the likelihood that folks on the East Coast never saw the games.
And what was that?
Well, the start time for these games, that when ESPN would play them, was 8:30 p.m. Mountain Time.
Right.
Well, that is
11:30.
Well, if it's 8:30 Pacific time, it's 11:30. It's 12:30. That's right. So it's 11:30 on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to stay up to watch a game that starts at 10:30, 11:30?
Right.
For a team that is iffy as far as what they know. They're all going to go to sleep because they have to be to church the next morning.
And especially, by the way, not a potential recruit or a potential sponsor, which is why they like having these nationwide games. Besides the sponsorship money you talked about, recruits see those games and they say, oh, man, I want to wear that uniform.
That's exactly right.
It does happen. It happens all the time.
That's exactly right. So they basically come to an agreement. In January, Boise State claimed a breach of contract with the West Coast Conference and apparently was bringing lawsuits against them, and they're trying to work this thing out, and part of working it out is who is going to get what amount of money from the new agreement with CBS Sports and Fox Sports, which now is going to allow them to play them in an earlier time so even people in the East Coast and the Midwest can watch them.
Now, to a certain extent, I would say that Boise State is sort of, to use a football analogy here, taking a page out of the playbook from Brigham Young University,
yep.
Who, was it maybe up to 10 years ago, BYU used to be in, well, they were in the Mountain West Conference. And
well,
then,
they
were in the WAC, the Western Athletic.
Right.
They've been in various conferences.
Right.
And then they decided to go independent. And when they did, they were able to negotiate their own deal with ESPN because they didn't have to be part of a conference deal. And so they had
football only,
and they had this independent deal where they would then negotiate with different teams, which allowed them to play more games against other nationally ranked teams because they didn't have to fill up their schedule with at least 8 of the games or whatever against conference opponents.
Right, and Notre Dame's independent too. And the reason they do that is the money.
Exactly.
ESPN pays BYU these big monies, and Notre Dame gets big money, so that's why they stay independent. and there's only a few other independent. I think Liberty's independent.
Exactly.
Is Army? I think Army's the other independent.
They might be. So there are a couple ways they get money. One is from the TV deal for the season, and then the other big way that these programs get money is the bowl game that they go to. You ever wonder, when I was a kid, it seemed like there were only a few bowl games, you know, the Rose Bowl, those, but now there's every type of bowl game that you can imagine, you know, the Humphreys Kitty Litter Bowl and all this kind of stuff. Well, the reason these teams go is because they get money for going to the bowl game, and right. That goes into their program.
And there's another factor about that, and Fred knows this very well, and that is that some teams in college football parlance travel well, meaning that if they have a lot of fans that travel with them, and if they get a part of the cut even on the road games, if they bring along a whole phalanx of home fans that pay that full admission price, they get a cut of all of that money flowing back to them as
well. Clearly, Brigham Young University and Notre Dame have a fan base. I don't care if Brigham Young University is playing in the East Coast or they're playing Midwest or West Coast. They're going to have a huge fan base and television base that's going to follow them, whereas the same with Notre Dame. And so what happens? ESPN wants to pay for that because they're going to get good advertising out of it.
Now, the thing that allowed BYU to do that also was because the school had also spent a lot of money in their broadcast department to create a state-of-the-art, completely HD digital facility so that when they signed that contract with ESPN, ESPN came in and they were like, you guys have more equipment than we do. So in order for other schools to do that, they really have to beef it up. I don't know what Boise State did, but that's the direction things are headed.
Well, they don't have any money. They're painting their blue turf every day.
Exactly.
They've got spray cans. They got spray cans piled up everywhere.
Well, when ESPN goes on the road, they rent a production company to carry that, cover that game for them. So BYU says, we got you covered.
That's exactly right.
So they're smart. So they do that. Yeah. So what's going to happen with Boise State? This is going to be interesting. It's just starting. I believe the lawsuit, I got to double check, but it's kind of put on hold at this point, I think. But I'm going to double check. Don't look it up. And they're already saying they're going to pay them a substantial more of the revenue, which includes, I believe, $5 million extra.
Wow.
On top of what the other teams get. But don't forget, remember, when the bowl game happens, say your Boise State's in a bowl game, not only do they get money for the bowl, they have to share part of that bowl money with the rest of the conference teams, where when BYU or Notre Dame or like Liberty, they get 100, they get it all. They don't share it.
And so let's not get the famous Potato Bowl played in Boise, Idaho on the Smurf turf.
On the Smurf turf. But anyway, that's lawsuits are going to be flying, possibly.
Wow.
Boise State might be leaving. We don't know. We're going to watch that. When we come back, we're going to talk about Judge Judy. She's paying out, possibly. And if we can get to it, we're going to talk about a lawsuit in Michigan State. We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming right up. Remember, you can listen anytime we post all of our episodes on RadioLawTalk.com so you can podcast them anytime you like. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Are you serious?
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Let's talk about Judge Judy. You know, there's a company called Rebel Entertainment Partners, Big Ticket Entertainment, which is a division of CBS, is all about the Judge Judy show. Okay, so Judge Judy gets paid. This is the shocker that everybody like, but you know what? She produces money. She gets paid $47 million a year salary to do the Judge Judy show. And then there's issues of that she bought some of the rights to her show, et cetera, et cetera. That's another issue. So I'm just setting this up. In 2018, a judge found L.A. Superior Court that basically the lawsuit entailed. They're claiming that this Rebel Entertainment Partners gets a percentage of the net income, and since they paid her such a high salary, and they take that out of the gross, which leaves a smaller net for them to be paid. They're saying that was inappropriate. And the court held that no, paying her $47 million is not inappropriate. But they went on to say that there was a series that was a spinoff from that called Hot Bench that was making money. And they kept Rebel Entertainment partners out of getting any of that money because they're saying that wasn't part of the Judge Judy show. Well, the court held, they basically said, no, paying Judge Judy $47 million is reasonable, and well, generally speaking, but they're not convinced that CBS's claim that the Hot Bench wasn't a spinoff. They're not sure they agree with that, the court said. So that was still outstanding. Well, what has happened since then is they went to mediation, and Todd, we've discussed mediation, which is usually they get an independent, you know, a judge, retired judge, you know, lawyer will sit down and try to get the parties to sit down and settle the case. But they just settled the case, they announced. Nobody really knows exactly the amount. And I said that Judge Judy had to pay out before. That was a mistake. I didn't mean to say that. I said she may have because there's no disclosures as to what the final settlement was.
You know, one thing I want to comment on this, just a general statement about how the process works in these cases, because I often get asked, even in criminal, well, can't you just go to the judge and talk to the judge, see if you can get this thing dismissed? And when you read an article like the ones we read researching this, it makes it look like that might be something that could happen, and it's not. The decision by the judge, Judge O'Donnell, where she found nothing wrong with the major salary, but also found that the Hot Bench spinoff was still enough of a controversy that if it went to trial, it's a jury decision, not a judge issue. That all happens in what's called a summary judgment motion. Both sides have been doing the discovery and depositions and all this stuff back and forth, and a motion is made to the court where the court considers all this evidence. And after the consideration, the judge ruled on summary judgment, okay, this claim about the salary is out. There's no merit to that in this lawsuit, but the other claim remains. And that's when the judge makes the decision. Not because some lawyers went in and talked to the judge on the side or somebody wrote a letter or something. None of that. There is a formal procedure by which this happens, and that's what happened here. And to avoid going to trial, because as one of my friends who does civil litigation said, something's just too important to leave to a jury.
And it's true.
And
we always say that.
And because of that, they said rather than the what do they call it? Rather than the ambiguity of what a jury might do, both sides would rather have the certainty of knowing this is the agreement. And right. And what does they say? A mediator knows that they've done their job when both sides are ticked off.
Yeah, I always say that. In fact, I sit as judge pro tem sometimes. I say, I know I've done my job when both of you walk out of here unhappy.
Yeah, that means both sides had to give up something.
That's
neither
right.
Side got exactly what they wanted.
That's right.
But that's the compromise, and that's what happened here. But it's not over for Judge Judy, is it?
No, well, we don't know. The lawsuit's still, that's right.
There's still another lawsuit.
Yes, there is.
That's right. And it's with regard to a sequel to the lawsuit that is with regard to the Judge Judy library.
That's right, the library.
Meaning the catalog of all of the shows and whether or not it was actually sold to CBS and then back to Judge
because
Judy.
Because they get a cut of it.
Because they get a cut.
They get a cut of it.
Yeah.
That was, what, $97 million?
Exactly.
Is the amount.
And the only thing, $95 million to buy it back. Now, the only thing I'll say with all of this is the next time you all wonder what a show like that is played at, what, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you wonder if anybody actually watches it, I'm telling you right now, there's no way they fight over a show like this to the tune of this kind of money, $95 million, unless it's a show that will make them substantially more than that in commercial revenue when they play the show.
And $47 million a year to Judge Judy, people are saying are ridiculous. That tells you she brings in so much more money than that.
Exactly.
It is invaluable to a television station to have a show that brings in your desirable lead-in program that leads you into news, which is what Judge Judy usually does. And it brings in a slightly older demographic, which is the news audience. It leads them from Judge Judy right into the newscast. Oprah used to do the same thing, but she's off the air now.
What is that demographic, Cal?
Well, it is 45 plus.
So the age 45 plus. So what he's saying is Historically, and through stats and research, people age 45 and over watch Judge Judy. If you put that show on right before the news, the chances are very likely they're going to stay on that channel and watch the news.
And hence, Radio Law Talk should be preclude. What's it?
We should precede.
Precede
Judge Judy.
Judge
yes,
Judy
we should.
Everything.
Yeah.
Precede. I can't even think of the name, by the way.
I'm going to tell you right now, though, Fred.
Okay, preempt.
Preempt. There we go.
Yes, Fred, you know, last week we talked about your court crush, and I think it's pretty that your court crush is on Ruth Bader Ginsburg,
yep.
The Supreme Court judge, because you always talk about her very glowingly.
She likes me.
I'm going to be honest.
I've met her.
There's something about Judge Judy.
Oh, that's you. You're
I love
look,
Judy
I know,
Shepard,
I know
I love
that
her.
She oh, is
awesome.
Quite a bit older than me, but there's
hey.
Just something about that feistiness.
Is she single?
I
no,
don't know.
She's not?
No.
It took
oh,
to, her
it.
To her husband? I look, this is very...
He's not going to be around forever, Todd.
It's very innocent. I mean, all I'm saying is I admire from afar, and you are a lucky man.
I'll tell you this much. I admire her. Because from the bench, she's not afraid to look people in the eye and call them on their poo, on their Michigan dog poo.
Hilarious.
She'd call them on their stuff. I
she
love
has
that.
No problem saying things.
You
ahead.
Know, some might say that this is why I decided to become a lawyer. There were various reasons, influences in my life about why I went to law school. But I remember as a kid coming home from school and watching television in the afternoon, and I saw this new show called The People's Court, hosted by Doug Llewellyn with Judge Wapner. And it was like, well, what is this? And I was a kid. I was only 10 or 11. I watched that show every day. It was just fascinating
Judge
to
Wapner.
Me.
Judge with that name, how could you not watch it?
And it was the first one of these.
So real. It was
yes.
so real. It was just like right down to earth, right just boom, right there, you know?
We're running out of time, but I want to tell you what something we're going to continue to follow. And that is, just so you know, here's the NCAA rules about football and recruiting and basketball. Did you know the NCAA rules only allow the head coach and 10 of the on-field assistant coaches to go and recruit off-campus? That's the rules. And so what happens is, in Michigan State, we have, and I'm going to bring this up because we're going to be following it up next week with this.
Take it away.
And the week after, a guy by the name of Blackwell, who is one of their recruiting individuals, recruiting, I don't know, a coach, or not even a coach, but a recruiting person, he's suing, claiming that he was unlawfully or wrongfully terminated. We're going to talk about that next week, but... Cal, what's the most important thing?
Well, that's good, but now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get your quick takes. And, Fred Penny, what is your quick take?
Always remember, the best way to bring up an argument about Prop 13 or people paying more taxes, always make sure you bring up that valid argument that every property owner should pay more property taxes because Disney's asking for $250 for a showing in Flying Kingdom.
Yeah, thanks for your help there. Please don't make that argument. Mr. Kunin.
To quote Key Rock, the unfrozen caveman lawyer, I don't know much about the law, but I know that when a logo of a chicken facing to the left is juxtaposed to the logo of a chicken facing to the right, I'm entitled to no less than $500 million compensatory damages.
See ya!
They think. Thanks for being here. More Radio Law Talk next week and on RadioLawTalk.com. Always, bye.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or
chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.